Thank you for returning to listen to the second episode of the Fragile Mind series, Workplace Stressors, presented by Broken Arts Entertainment.
No, that's what they said. That's what they said. Can you believe it?
Come on, you're making that up.
I promise.
It does sound too funny to be real. Oh,
here he comes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jason.
And to you as well, Tracy.
Good morning, Jason.
Everything all right, Tammy? You look tired.
Thanks. I am tired.
You should get more sleep.
If only.
What did you say?
I don't even know, Jason. That's how tired I am.
Reuben, my man, how are things with you this morning?
I'm doing fine, Jason. It's 9:17 a.m., and where's the coffee? If you're going to be late, you should bring the coffee.
I don't drink coffee, and I'm not late. I'm disappointed.
About?
Thank you for asking. It's almost like genuine concern. Almost. I got an email from the Rejuvenation Center. Do you know what that means?
No, Jason. You'll have to be more specific.
I don't mean to interrupt, but do you guys hear that?
Hear what?
Like dripping water or something.
Are you okay?
I think I'm fine. This is gonna sound weird, but I know you, but I don't know you.
That is weird, Tammy.
I'm sorry. It's probably from the accident, I think.
Well, that was 4 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe you need to take some time off or something.
I don't know. You were saying something about the rejuvenation chamber? What is that?
Oh, it's a super secret facility.
God, do you hear that?
What is it?
It's a dripping sound. I think I'm losing my mind.
Tammy?
What?
Are you okay? You're kind of freaking us out a bit.
I'm fine. 4 weeks?
Yeah, 4 weeks.
Yeah, anyway.
Look, I'm sorry, but what are your names?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm Tracy. We've known each other for a few years, grab drinks all the time, go out to eat, even catch a show together every now and again.
I'm Reuben. I enjoy long walks on the beach. Come on, we started the same day here.
I'm your boss. Who knew, right? Yeah, I'm Jason. I hired you.
And I'm an accountant?
Yes, a very good one.
Okay.
Now, Carrie Snyder emailed to let us know that their financial statements were inaccurate.
Oh, shit. That's not good. Which part?
Tracy, we are a professional organization.
Full of adults adulting.
Look, we shouldn't be making mistakes like this. They believe for the last month they were at an operating profit of $1.7 million, but we're reflecting an OP of $1.47
million. $230K is a lot to be missing from your monthly profit.
Well, let me take a look at it and get it back to you.
No, you had your chance. I'm giving it to Tammy.
Jason.
Whatever you were working on can wait. This is a much higher priority.
Okay. But what about this file? The Samson file?
Give that to Tracy. She can finish it. Right, Tracy?
Yeah, sure.
No, you can't do that, Jason.
I can, and just did. Now, Jenny, do what I say.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Why don't you give it to me, Jason?
No. Tammy wants the promotion, right?
Of course.
Great. I'll circle back around in about an hour.
Give me the file.
What? Let me look at the file.
Let Tammy do it. She's the best. She's the next in line.
You don't even know if it's our error or theirs. That's why you need Tammy.
It's an error. We don't do errors on either side. We need to find the other 230,000, or we're going to lose a client. Understood? I said understood?
Yeah, okay, yeah, let me see what I can do.
We'll work on it together.
Fine. Needs to be done by noon. Speaking of lunch, anyone want to do lunch? Tammy?
Why me? You just handed me this file that needs to be done.
Oh, quick lunch. Takeout. Working lunch. We'll talk through the we'll talk through the opportunities in front of you. Yeah, whatever.
No.
We can table this for now, but this is probably in your best interest.
What the fuck is wrong with that dude?
I don't know. He means well.
He really messed up there.
Wait, he messed up? I thought this was your account.
Yeah. He doesn't even know where the error is, right?
You going to look in the file?
Of course.
Yeah, let me help you out with that.
Jason gave it to me.
What?
Hey, are you wearing a lilac-scented perfume today?
Hand lotion, actually. I love the smell of lilacs.
Me too, it's I think I do, anyway.
You okay, Tammy?
What? Tammy? Oh, me. Yeah, I keep having this horrible thought.
Oh, yeah. Is this one of those, nightmare things?
Yes, it is.
The one where you stab some random dude 37 times or something like that?
Yes.
You need help. Look, here's a card. Licensed therapist. She works wonders.
Oh, thanks.
Hey. Now, let's dig into this.
Right, yeah. Why is everything on paper with these guys?
They don't want to leave any electronic footprint.
That seems shady. What do they do?
Fucking Jason. Seriously.
Wait, what?
Sometimes he plays these little games, and I hate it.
Oof, me too.
What games?
Just stupid little games. He'll justify this later with it was just a test. It was probably a test.
Wait, you mean this error? Did you already figure it out?
No.
Well, based on who pays them, they do a lot of work with Riverside Correctional Facility, but they're not the only institution. There are a couple of white label companies in there as well.
I heard it's a government shell corporation to do experiments on aliens.
Where did you hear that?
Yeah, Reuben. Where did you hear that?
The water cooler, of course.
Seriously, though, what kind of organization is this?
You know how it works. Shady organization with shady ties works with an accounting firm that is completely on the up and up. Legitimizes the whole thing.
Hey, look at these.
Okay, typical white label, what?
No, the account numbers. This, look at it. There's something wrong here. It says 1364942, Jenny Stapleton. This isn't a business, this is a person.
No way.
Well, hold on, let me cross-check this with the ledger. Can you pull it up?
Sure. I can't get in. What the fuck?
Reuben, are you up and running?
Yes, ma'am. What's the number?
Hey.
1364942.
Well, I'm just going to go in and whatever happens, happens.
Okay. That's the spirit.
Wait. This is weird. There's an expense and revenue generated.
Right.
There's a whole sequence of these.
What is it?
1364938.
Okay, I'm in. Brian Uplinger?
Now that name's been redacted from this sheet.
Well, that's the name on the ledger. Yes, also expense and revenue, but received at different times, with the expense first.
But this is just the expense sheet. There must be an invoice somewhere in here. Reuben, look for Jenny Stapleton. And Tracy, look through this stack for Jenny Stapleton.
On it.
Jenny Stapleton, Does that name sound familiar to either of you?
No.
No.
Sounds familiar to me. She used to work here.
Jason!
What?
Yeah, right around the time I was hired, Jenny Stapleton worked here. She was the absolute best. Her mind was incredible. She was a savant when it came to numbers.
Doesn't it seem weird to you guys that she worked here and there's an expense sheet for her at the Rejuvenation Center?
I try not to pry. Our job is to accurately track and compute the financials for our client without bias.
Corporate bullshit.
Exactly. I mean, we have a job to do. We don't ask a lot of questions outside of the job that we are doing.
Okay, I'll bite. What happened to her?
That's not what I meant.
I don't really care right now. What happened to Jenny, since you know her so well?
Reuben, it doesn't matter. Jenny went to prison. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just a little tired.
You really should get some sleep.
Back to Jenny. Why did she end up in prison? Embezzlement?
No idea.
Oh my god! I've heard of her!
I said no idea.
No, seriously. I've heard of her. She's the one that, killed a man in his sleep, right?
Wait, what? She killed him in his sleep?
Did we say sleep?
Hold on, what else do you know about this?
Wait, there's,
Tracy, shut it right now.
You started this.
End it now.
You're not my fucking boss.
Wait, what?
This is a sloppy start to this whole fucking thing. Clean it up.
What did she stab at? Wait a minute, what do you mean he's not your boss? What's going on?
Who knows? This is not how this is supposed to go.
It's not a problem. Right, Tracy?
Right, Jason. You'll fix this, right? What do you get out of this?
It's not me, it's the boss.
Right. The fucking boss wants you to put items in front of her that will trigger her old memories? That makes no sense. How the hell are we going to release her in 6 days when we have setbacks like this?
Guys, what the hell is going on?
Nothing.
Just your typical power trips, you know? Workplace stressors. We'll just circle back around and clue in. Never.
I don't understand.
It's okay, Tammy. We're here to take care of you, right, Tracy?
Oh, fuck off. You're off the rails on this one.
The boss did send this. I am just doing my job.
It seems a little fishy, Jason.
You know what? Can we just stop doing this in front of the subject?
She is a person, Tracy.
Nah.
Do you want to do lunch?
What? No. Are you kidding me? I don't even know what's going on right now.
It's a long story, but if we do lunch, we can get out of here, you know?
No, thanks.
Maybe you should do lunch with Jason.
I don't even know what's going on. I think I should leave.
Where? Where will you go?
Home. I think I need to go home.
Where's your home?
God, I don't even know. Wait. 11 Branch Street. Is this what I look like?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. How long have I worked here?
As long as I have, a couple of years. Why?
Okay, wow. What is happening here?
Guys, I'm so sorry. Shit, I should have just let it go. But the boss wanted me to test her. Since she's a double reboot, see if there's anything lingering from before her first reboot.
She brought up the recurring memory. She's already a mess. It's not good, Jason, and we can't just keep putting her to sleep every time we fuck up. At some point, these tests you keep running are going to blow up.
And you called her Jenny.
Yeah, I messed up. You're right, it's tough.
What did the boss say?
I got a little ahead of myself there. But I had already planned on putting her to sleep the moment I was required to hand her that specific file. The boss was very clear.
What did he say?
They.
Huh?
They, remember? We've never actually met them.
Look, something must be going on that's serious. All the recent reboots are getting these tests in their line of work to see if the memory wall holds up.
Remember when a memory wall was about remembering someone or something? Now it's a blocker to prevent memories from leaking in.
So what do we do with this file?
Nothing. Here, give it to me.
Dude, you can't just keep wiping her memory.
I don't want to do this. It's just...
My God. You actually have feelings for her.
No, it's not like that. I know that one of these times we could reset her way back. Pre-reboot stuff. Okay, we need to do a quick synchronize and reset. I reset her memory by 15 minutes this time. Accelerate time by 1.20 times for 15 minutes. What was going on before I came in with the file?
Ruben was talking about a client that said something about how all accountants are crooks.
Really, Ruben?
At least I didn't accidentally call her by her real name.
True. Again. Okay. All right. She's coming back in 5, 4, 3.
That's what they said. Can you believe it?
Come on, you're making that up.
I promise.
It does sound too funny to be real.
Oh, psh, here he comes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jason.
And to you as well, Tracy.
That's so weird. My head hurts suddenly. I don't remember that.
Shit.
Jason?
Good morning to you as well.
I didn't say good morning.
No, you didn't.
Why did you call me Jenny? Wait, what's going on here? What the hell, man?
Don't worry. You won't remember a thing.
What does that mean? Did you do something to me?
Thank you for listening to the second episode of the Fragile Mind series, featuring Gwyneth Fraser, Nathan Roach, Dana Hall, and Adam Ferguson. Please join us for episode 3, Recurring Nightmares.